For this meditation, please come into a comfortable, relaxed, and upright position. If you wish, you can also choose a different posture, perhaps lying down. Please feel free at any time to adjust your position to enhance your comfort and ease. If you're comfortable, letting the eyes close and taking a moment to notice any feelings in the body, becoming aware of any sensations that are present in the body. Taking a moment to become aware of any thoughts that might be occurring in the mind, and letting them be, whatever they are. Simply being with what is present. And taking a moment now to feel the breath moving in the body, rising on the inhale and lowering on the exhale, being in touch with the flow of the breath. And now, when you are ready, bringing to mind an image of a person who is loving and kind to you, someone who easily evokes feelings of warmth and love in you. It doesn't have to be a person that you know personally. It could be a person that just comes to your mind, an image of someone you find inspirational. It could even be someone who is no longer alive, who's passed away. Or, if no person comes to mind, it might be a pet or animal. When you've called this person or animal to mind, now beginning to send wishes for well-being to that person. Choosing phrases that help you to send him or her wishes of well-being, such as, "May you be happy," "May you be healthy," "May you be safe," "May you be free from suffering," "May you be free from inner and outer harm," "May you live with ease." You can choose a few such phrases, or even just one, and silently repeat them to yourself, directing them towards this person. Choosing those phrases that resonate with you right now. Seeing if you can fully connect to the meaning of the phrase. Choosing those phrases that seem most appropriate for you. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. And while this person may not always feel happy or at peace, you are sending them the wishes that they may. And now, as you are ready, transitioning to another person. This time, choosing a neutral person. Someone you may not know very well at all, but might be someone that you see regularly, a grocery clerk or the person at the cafe who makes your coffee. Choosing someone who you do not have any strong feelings for, either positively or negatively. Sending this person those same wishes. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. From time to time, you might feel that you cannot connect to the meaning of the phrase. In that case, continue repeating the phrases internally, trusting that their meaning will come back, repeating them whether you feel them now or not. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. And now, as you are ready, you can begin to send these same wishes to yourself. Sending these wishes of well-being directly to yourself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I live with ease. Again, feeling free to choose those words that resonate with you right now. It is possible that you might notice resistance towards the possibility of sending yourself wishes for well-being. Perhaps you feel you don't deserve such wishes for well-being. Or perhaps the practice feels artificial or somehow false to you. In that case, see if you can just continue the practice despite these doubts. Perhaps you could even extend the wishes for well-being toward those aspects of yourself that don't want to be gentle and kind towards yourself. Another way might be to back off a little bit, coming back to the breath for a moment, and now trying once again. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I live with ease. And now, as we are ending this practice, as you're ready, opening your eyes, expanding awareness into the room, and gently bringing movement back into the body.